Hello, my name is Stefan Rydensjö. I work at Sirocco as a CRM consultant working with global industries when it comes to CPQ.
Yeah, so my name is Andreas Salsten. I also work at Sirocco as an application consultant doing various implementations for customers in the manufacturing area.
Hello, my name is Beate Vries. I work at Expolytics. I'm sales director for the EMEA region. I'm working in the CPQ domain for the last 2 decades, helping customers understanding how they can benefit from it.
My name is Frederick. I also work for Sirocco as an application consultant and specialist. I'm fairly new to CPQ, which brings another sort of perspective into this conversation, which I'm looking forward to as well.
Thank you. So on today's episode, this is actually the first episode that we're recording. We're going to tell you a little bit on a high level what CPQ is and when you should consider to use it. So we're going to break it down. CPQ, it stands for Configure, Price and Quote.
Today we will focus on the C, the configure part of CPQ.
I think C is the most important part of the total CPQ. It is where it all starts. It is about all the product rules and constraints, how to create a nice product and solution, both from different angles, meaning commercial angle, technical, and also for the order fulfillment.
So the configure part is to remove all the impossible combinations and maybe default to preferred ones that are the most suitable for the customer needs.
Exactly.
It is typically something which I would say outside in. Take the customer requirements at the starting point to configure a nice solution, which of course needs technically to be able to be produced by the factory. The commercially is meant on what you want to sell in a certain channel, a country, and that and also what is legally allowed to be able to sell there or to other different marketing reasons.
Thank you for listening. If you want to find out more, please visit sirocco.se and expertlogix.com.